National Museum has just opened an exhibition highlighting the personality cult of the first Czechoslovak communist president, Klement Gottwald. The exhibition, named Laboratory of Power, is located in Prague's Vítkov Memorial, which the communist regime turned into a mausoleum for Gottwald after his death in 1953. One of the exhibition's organizers, Marek Vítek, took me through the underground rooms built for the army of people who took care of the embalmed body for 9 long years. He started out by explaining how the memorial underwent a significant transformation after the communists took power.
It was built in the so-called First Czechoslovak Republic as a memorial of the legionaries. They were soldiers who fought in the First World War for freedom of Czechoslovakia, and also this building had to commemorate the First Czechoslovak Republic. After the communist break in 1948, communists didn't know what to do with this building, and about 3 years later they decided to change the conception of this building, and they started to call it the Proletarian Pantheon. It means that important members of Communist Party were buried here. When Klement Gottwald died in 1953, Klement Gottwald was the first Czechoslovak communist president. Communists were inspired in Moscow by mausoleum of Lenin or Stalin, and they decided to build here mausoleum of Klement Gottwald. During 6 months, they completely built underground of this building, and they built Klement Gottwald mausoleum. And Klement Gottwald laid here as a mummy from 1953 to 1962.
Can you briefly tell me what it is that you're showing here in this exposition?
Now we stand in Valín, we stand in leading room, something like operation part of this mausoleum. And everything what the visitors can see here is original from this period. All this stuff, all the equipment, all the instruments are from the 1950s.
What are they for?
So, because in mausoleum there had to be constant condition, there had to be constant temperature, pressure. All this equipment took care about this condition here in the mausoleum.
I must say that the atmosphere here is very, very oppressive. I would say morbid even, but I suppose that is your intention, is it not?
Yes, of course, and we want it to make here some oppressive condition, because it's condition of this period, because there's no escape from the 1950s, and there's no escape here in this part of exhibition. Visitors can see, for example, lights, and they can escape, but they see guns. So this is about this period, how people felt in this time.
I should say that we're standing in a very small room. Basically, all this is grey concrete, and there are lots of knobs and switches and clocks around us in this operation room. And then we're about to walk through an extremely narrow, grey, dark corridor that hasn't even been lit properly, intentionally, I suppose.
Yes.
Where are we moving? What are we moving towards now?
Now we are moving to a laboratory, to the place where doctors took care of that body of Klement Gottwald.
This looks like an autopsy room. It's scary. In a glass case, there is a body or a model of a body under a white sheet and lots of clinical stuff. And everything is in white tiles. There is nothing else in the room.
We came to a laboratory when doctors took care of body Klement Gottwald. So during 1950s, several doctors from Soviet Union, later from the Czechoslovakia, made some new mummification of body Klement Gottwald, and they made everyday cleaning of this space and of this mummy here in this space. And on the ceiling we can see some special space, and there was lift, and by this lift body of Klement Gottwald was taken up to the mausoleum, where people of Czechoslovakia can look at this dead body.
So how long did you say, how many years did it spend here?
9 years.
9 years, and they were able to keep it in good condition during that time, or...
Yes, of course, they took care about this body, but we don't know the exactly conditions, because we don't have any archive materials, and we have some memoirs of people who worked here. But they are very different, because some of them tells us that the body of Klement Gottwald was completely destroyed in this period.
That certain body parts disintegrated during that time.
Yes, this body was disintegrated, and
were they replaced with?
Yes, and so they had to replace, for example, hands or arms, and so on. But we have memoirs of one doctor who worked here, and he says that the body was completely okay, that nothing happened with it. So it's very hard to say what's happened in this period, because last materials are from the year 1960, and we don't know what happened in the next 2 years. So
how many doctors actually took care of the body on a regular basis?
It was about 5 doctors, but this place inhibited about 100 people. 100 people worked here and took care about this one dead body.
How long were they intending to keep it here?
I think forever. When they started, when they built this mausoleum, President Antonín Zápotocký told that they want to save this body forever. But of course it wasn't possible, because in 1962 in Czechoslovakia appeared a big criticism of personality cult, and Klement Gottwald was guilty for all that happened in 1950s, so it wasn't possible to show his dead body here. So in this year his body was burned, and Klement Gottwald stay in one sarcophag here in this memorial to the end of communist period.
So he is buried here, his ashes are here somewhere still?
No, his ashes stayed here till 1990, and after the Velvet Revolution, all ashes from this monument took away. So his ash is now at Olšany Cemetery, and there is a common grave where is about 20 people from this monument. Yes,
communist leaders.
Yes, communist leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And communist party of Czech lands took care of this grave.
It must have been quite awful for these doctors to be brought here to work on the body, and I suppose that they were bound to secrecy. They were not allowed to speak of what went on here.
Yes, that's true. Of course, this place was top secret in this period, and the doctors, they had no choice. They had to work here in mausoleum, because if they refused, they could be oppressed or something like this.
By the way, where did you get the information about everything that went on? Have you spoken, for instance, to some of the doctors, or are they long dead who were here and who took care of the body?
So we have several sources, of course. At first, we have some archive materials that are in National Archive here in Prague. And of course, we tried to find people who worked here in this memorial during 1950s. So it's very, very interesting, because some of them, they spoke with us, and some of them, they refused, and they said that they were afraid to speak with us. And it's very strange, because mausoleum is closed more than 50 years, and they really didn't want to talk with us. So we discussed only with 3 persons who worked here, but they were in very important positions. One of them was doctor who took care of this body. One of them was engineer who took care about instruments, about climatization, and humidity and so on, temperature. And one of them was son of Jan Zázvorka. It was architect who arranged body of Clement Gottwald in sarcophag. So we talked with these three people, and every one of them has different memories about what happened here. It's very, very interesting.
In what way?
Because one says that body of Clement Gottwald was completely okay, one of them says that it was completely destroyed, and so on. So there is very...
There are differences. Contradictory. But what I meant was, how do they remember the times they worked here? Were they all forced to work here?
Some of them, yes, but of course some of them did it for money, because it was very good paid job here. And so when they remember this time, they say that it was time of fear, that it was all under control, and it wasn't very pleasant work or job. And they were glad when mausoleum was closed in 1962, and they did official job somewhere else.
Clearly it marked some of them for life, if some of them are still afraid to speak today.
Yes, that's right.